Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on top. So the last Gemara again, which we're on the end, Sham the Mishnah. Again, that the Mishnah says, when the Uba put out its hand, and then you made a Shechita, and after you made the Shechita on the mother, now you cut off the hand. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, that the rest of the Uba is considered a Maga Nevela, that the Basar of the rest of the Uba is Tomei. So the question was, how was the Uba Tomei? Because it touched this Yad, even though the Yad outside is called like an Eva Minachai, it has Tumas Nevela on it, the Chura did not touch the Basar. When it was attached, it was a Tumma, it was a Maga of Beis Astorim. That's not Matame. So first thing I want to say goes according to Rabbi Meir, and then we say no, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that the pshat is that when you cut off the hand, at that time, when it's like detached already, at that time also it's considered like it's still touching the rest of the Uba. Therefore, there was a Mago when you cut it off, when you slice it off, it is still touching. Therefore, at that time, it's called a Maga. Therefore, the Uba is Tummy. The last test was that Ravina said no, that Beged Lav Lachaticha Koi, but Uba is Lachaticha Koi, but the Uba here that has his hand sticking out, it's Simon to cut it off, or the Klaus Simon to cut off, to cut the Uba into pieces. If so, here we say the Svara of a Choloi, Mid Lachta, is Kachotich Dummy. We consider like it's cut off already. So according to Ravina, even when the hand is still attached to the Uba, it's also be Matama the Uba. And after you make a Shechita on the mother, and now it's still in the mace, it could be Makabel Tumah, so the Yad, even though it's still attached to the Uba, and even though really it looks like a base of stone, like its attachment is inside, you can't see it, but since the Klal is Koloi Mid Lachtach, it's Kechotach Dami, it's still like it's cut off already. Rashi says, V'rei Neitin Zebizeh, it's still like the Yad is off already, it's still touching the Uba right now, therefore, the Uba, the Mishnah says, the Uba is Tummy. So now the Gemara says, Tav Daf Ayin Gimel, the Gemara says, Kemal Huz, go like, Rabbi Meir, there's like a Rabbi Meir Shita, that's not learn like this, a Mishnah in the voice that Kol Yodah Sakelim, if you have a Kli, a pot, let's say, that has a long handle to it, and the Kli is Tummy, and you have to put it into the Mikvah. So when you have this Yodah Sakelim Shen Aruchais, that's a very long handle, and the Yosem Akotason, you're about to cut it off. It's time to cut off the handle. It's too long. The handle is not going to stay so long. So luckily now, when you want to be table this kli in the mikvah, matzil ad makamida. You only have to table, put the kli into the mikvah up until the place where you plan to cut it off. But the rest of that handle, even though right now it's attached, it does not have to go into the mikvah because we consider it like it's cut off already. As kolay medlatos mechotach dami. Depends. We have divrei Rabbi Yehuda, divrei Rabbi Meir. From the start, it should be divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chama say, "Achiyatful is cooler." No, until you table the whole thing, as even though it's aiming to cut off, but since you didn't cut it off yet, lemaisa the whole kli is tummy. You have to put the whole kli in the mikvah. So our the Ravina said, "Kechotach dam," because like Rabbi Meir. Someone says, "No, filu tainer rabbanim." Even if you want to say Ravina is going according to the rabbanim sheet over here, that by the kli we do not say kechotach dami. I tell you, there's a big difference. That chaburi oichlin commanded mifras adami or negiya v'hadadi. That food we consider more like it's detached, like it's cut off already. By a kli, it's a big maaser breaking it off. That's not so like it's off yet. But by food, like Rashi says, shein rakin, they're very soft, and that's not called a chibur. As if it's aim to be broken off right now, we consider like it's off already. Therefore, Ravina knows that chaburi oichlin commanded mifras adami. And therefore, it's kechotach dami. Now the more the question: Bishlei Malul is very good according to Ula. The Hilas Shana Mishnah that when you actually cut off the hand, then it's being a gay in the Uba. Haynu Diktani Chotcha. That's why our Mishnah says that after you made the shechita on the yain, now you go to cut off this yad of the Uba that's outside. So when you cut it off, it's good. That cutting it off now makes it that the Uba becomes tummy. Elul the Ravina, according to the Ravina. That he holds, you don't have to even cut off the yad. The fact is, I'm meant to be cut off, it's like it's cut off already, so my chotcha, why does the Mishnah have to say the lashon that you cut off the hand? Even before you cut off the hand, the Uba should be tummy, or a din of maga, of an avela. So more says, Nechmami, really slavdavka, just I did the tani race, since on the ratio, chotcha, that you cut it off first, and then you made a shchita, is tani nami safe for chotcha, so to say, first you cut it off. So in the ratio, talking, you cut it off before shchita, therefore, it's tor, the Uba, because when it was Chmechayim, it's not Makabotumah. So you have to be that you cut it off before Shchita. But in the Sefer, when it says that it is Tamei, it's loved off, you cut it off. After Shchita, it could be you cut it off. It's loved off, you cut it off. It just says that I got the ratio. Then the Mishnah says, the Chachom argue and say that Maga Treifa Shchita, that this Yad that's outside, and now when you go make the Shchita on the Yom, the Shchita on the Yom helps even for the Yad of the Uber, that's Tor Midei Nevela. Samar says, Treifa Shchuta Mi Matame, like is a Shchita true for Tame at all? The Chachom say that Maga Treifa Shchuta has enough of a Maga, it's like touching a Treifa that has a Shchita. But since it says it's a maga, mashman has some type of a tumor. So we ask the question, why? We know the loch is, if you have a behemoth that's a treif and you make a shchita on it, it's tor, there's no tumor at all. So we ask this in, yes, the Mishnah means, kidi avu adi shmul, like Shmuel's father. Ti yomar avu adi shmul, Shmuel's father says, that treifa shashachator, if you have an animal that was a treifa, and you shechted it, so metama v'mikdoshim, it's metama kochim. Meaning to say, it has a tumor midrabbanin. Then midrabbanin, it's some Rashi says midrabbanin, that if it touches not kochim, will be metama kochim. So even though avadi midirais attack its Torah, and spastam chum, it's like a Torah, there's only chum midrabbanin though, that if it touches kochim, it's metama the kochim. Then the Mishnah explains that ma mitzinu betreifah sheshchitas metarosoi, that's the rabbanin shita. Just as we find the shchita on a treif is metama deinavela, who would in a shchita af shchitas behema, Kitarius Uber here also. The shchita of the mother should be matai the Uber and even the Aver, even the Yad is sticking outside. That's the Rabbanan Shita. So it's like this. Tani belong like this. Omar Lehen Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Bat Chomin. V'chimi Tiaruli Aver Zer. Midei Nevela. What's taken off the Issa, the Tumas Nevela on this Yad that's sticking out? What do you want to tell me? Shchita Sima. You tell me. You Rabbanan hold that the shchita on the aim helps for the siyad. So may yes back from came if so, tati reno biachila. Like if you said the shchita really helps, so what then it should be muta b'achila? And you also ask him it's zosta b'achila. But since it's zosta b'achila, that's for may shchita, that the shchita does not help at all on this uber that's outside, and it still has this tumor on it. On this omnula, the chom se back to the may know, harbe mateles al sheina gufa, yoise me gufa. That we find cases of shchita, what's inside the animal, what's inside the mother's stomach, becomes mutter more, what's inside it, like the uber that's inside it, even though pieces were cut off from it. But as long as it's inside, the shchita, the aim is matter it, yoyse megufa, more than the animal itself that we had in the Mishnah before. If you cut off from the animal itself, its spleen or its kidneys, so the shchita is not matter it, does not make a mutter vachila. So we'll soon see exactly who is tiny, who's saying it's a chomim or the mayor. Who exactly is saying this taina? But that's what they said, that we find a lot of places, we find places that the shchit of the mother is more mater, bachila. The uba, not megufay, than the guf of the animal itself. And like it brings down Shereshanim, like we learned before in the Mishnah, that chotech min uba shebe meyer, when the fetus is still inside the mother's stomach in the womb. If someone puts his hands inside the womb and cuts off a leg from the fetus, and it's still inside the womb, is mutter b'achila. Then you make a shchita on the aim, the shchita, same as mutter even b'achila. But min ha'tchil, if you cut off the spleen of the animal itself inside, or min ha'kloyis, if you cut off the kidneys, leave it inside, and then you make a shchita on the mother, on the behema, is asta b'achila. The shchita does not help on the goof of the animal that was cut off already. So the kids, so we see that it's more matter the shchit of the uber than the goof of the animal. So Mora says, my comic, who is saying this? What does God do with the argument between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? So Mora says, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, the Amulon, some say Kedi, means Stam, the name of the Chacham, Kedi. That really the Machlekes in the Mishnah is like this, Chasuri Mechs, or something is missing in the Mishnah. And Varachi Ketan, it is the way it should be learned in the Mishnah. That, oh, Malahen Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says back to the Rabbi Chachamim, "V'chimiti arulu yevizay midei nevela." What was matai? What took off the din tumah on this eva, on this siyad that's outside? It's an eva menachar, has tumah on it. So what do you want to tell me? That you want to tell me shchita simai, that the shchita of the mother was matayir the yad. So Meir says back, and came if so, tapirenu biachila. itself, the shechitas of the mother helps for the uber, for the yad should be mutar b'chilul also. On this, omru loy, the chum says back to you, may you know, I'll tell you treifa tachiyach, I'll bring you proof from an animal that's a treifa. That shechitas mitarosim edelavela, if you make a kosher shechita on this treifa, on this animal right now, it takes off the yisra tumas nevela of it. When it dies now, there's no tumas nevela. But still, v'yeyna matirosa b'achila. It does not make it muta b'achila. So you see, it's possible a shkita should take off the din tumas shabai and not be matir b'achila. So what's so sure? What we're saying here about the yad of this ubam, that the shkita saying is only takes off the din tumas shabai and not the heter b'achila. On this omel, lehen, Rabbi Nei says, but the chomim, no. Loyim tiharo shchitas treifa. Oiso dovishigufa. No, you know why? If you shech the treifa itself, that the shchita helps take off the tumah shabai. Because the shchita was done in the animal itself, was done to this treifa itself. That's why this shmachara, this weak shchita, could take off the tumah. Even though it can't be matzav with bachila, but since the shchita at least was done to the animal itself, it could take off the din tumah. Mashenk, and you want to tell me titeres eivah? That the shchita of the mother should also help take off the tumor of the yev of this yad, dovishena gufoi. That's where Meir is talking about the chomim. That here it's not the guf of the animal, so maybe the shchita does not help this shchita. That's a weak shchita that can only take off the din tumor. Maybe it doesn't help on the uber. It only helps on the mother, on the behemoth itself, not on the dove, not on the gufoi. So this now it's very good. Om Ruloi, the chom said that for Meir, no. I bring you proof that harbe matela sashena gufay. The shchita same helps more for things inside it that's not part of the guf itself. Yoisa ne gufay, more than the shchita helps on the guf of the animal itself. What's the proof? Sharei shirinu, because we went to the Mishnah before. That chotech mina uba shavim meyero. If somebody puts his hands inside the womb of the animal and cuts off a piece of the fetus and leaves it inside, and then you make a shchita on the mother, muta b'yachila. You're allowed to eat now the pieces of the fetus. What's going to be though, minatcho, you put your hands inside the animal, and you cut off the spleen of the animal and leave it inside. Or minaklois, you cut off the kidneys and leave it inside, then also b'yachila. It's also tidit. So you see clearly, the shchita on the goof of the animal is not such a good shchita as if it is on the uber. Therefore, that's chacham shchita. Just like a shchita on a treifa takes off the dintumah shabai, who did it also? The shchita on the mother takes off the tumor from this yad of the uber that's sticking out, that has a din, eva menachai, that takes off the din tumor. The mother says now, Tanya nam yachu, we don't have this source on another braisa. But that's the machloikis. And it says like this, that all malahen Rabbi Meir says, about the chomim, v'chimiti aru li eva zeh midei mevelo, what takes off the din tumor on this eva menachai, on this eva that's sticking out? On this omulah, the chomim said back, what's the question? Shchita simai, the mother shchita helps take off the din tumor. So Remei asks back, some came and saw, Tatirena b'achila, how come the shchita is not matter even b'achila? Om Ruloi, and this the Chom said back to Rabbi Meir, treifa t'chira, bring a proof from a treifa. She shchita sim et arosim adein avela. If the animal is a treifa, we know that the shchita only takes off the din tumor shemoi, it's not matter b'achila, and v'yena matirosa b'achila. So you see the such a type of the shchita. Om Ruloi, and this Remei said back, no, in Tiharo, shchita treifa oisa, you know why the shchita on a treif helps? Because it's being matter the behemoth itself. It's taking off the tumor of this behemoth itself. But, and who are din v'yaseiv ha-medudubo? Whether if you have an animal that one of its limbs is like hanging, almost kamat detached, it's just hanging still with its nerves are still attached, the veins are still attached. So, the shchita on the behemoth helps to be matter the din nevela on this eiv ha-medudubo. Medudubo, that's because it's part of the animal itself. But the Remei turned his back, but Dova, because it's Dova Shabagufa, it's part of the animal itself. So Remei turned his back, how can you say, Titeres Uber, Shein Agufay? But how could you say that the Shechita on the mother would help for this Eva, for the Yad that's sticking out, that's not part of the animal itself? So maybe yeah, the Shechita saying is not in the time of the Nevela. That's Rabbi Meir's question to the Chomim. You know, this Armulor, the Chomim said, that's Rabbi Meir, no. I tell you that harbe matelas ashena gufo yoise me gufo. Adrav, we find that a shchita helps more what's inside the stomach, what's not part of the animal itself, on the uber, more than what helps on the guf of the animal itself. Sharei shalim, of course, we learned in the Mishnah before that chotech min uber shavim meyeho muta v'achila. If you cut off a piece of the fetus inside and then make a shchita on the mother, it's mutatit. but minatchelu minakloyos also vechilo. If you cut off from the animal itself, its own kidneys, your own spleen, that remains also vechilo. So we see clearly that's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Lakish says, ki machlokes buvrin. The same way he has this machlokes upon this aver on the ubermin. Where the Shechita's mother and the Shechita's yaim does it help him in time of the nevela of the Uber. So Shlokesh learns, Kach machlekes beivrim, the same machlekes negated to an Ezer. And Rashi says it means an Ezer hamadud of a behema. Yeah, the behema itself, let's say its arm, is almost detached, it's only hanging on the veins. So the same machlekes we make a Shechita now on the mother is in time of the nevela on this or not. That's what Shlokesh learns. But according to Rabbi Meir, the Shechita of the mother, the Shechita of the Behema, would not be Metayer, this Avram Adudu. And according to Chachamim, it would be Metayer. So Shlokesh learns, the same Machlokes by the Uber applies to Ivrin, an Aver that's almost detached. But Rabbi Yechon says no. Machlokes be Aver, the Uber. The Machlokes is only in the case of a Mishnah where the hand or the fetus is sticking out. That's the Machlokes where Meir says the Shechita the same as that Metayer and the Nevela. But we have the behema itself, the goof of the behema, that an aver and arm is hanging off. So there, divrihakol shchita oisa nipple. Everybody holds, or Yochanan holds, that the shchita is not mitarim in the nevela. That the shchita just makes it as if it's nipple, as if the yarn fell off already. As it finishes off its nefila. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it'll be kash on the chum like, even though the chum say in our Mishnah, that the shchita, the mother, is mata this aver of the uber. But that's only because the Aver, the Uber is attached to the Uber. But when you make a Shechita on the behavior itself, and you have an Aver, you have an arm that's hanging off already, so there Rabbi Yechon holds, everybody agrees the Shechita on the behavior is not matir, the din tumah shabayan on this Aver. That the Aver is called like nipple, like it's off already, even before Shechita like, and it'll have a tumah Aver menachai. That's what Rabbi Yechon learns. Now the Gemara explains. Omer Rabbi Yosi Drachanina. My time of the Rabbi Yechon, I'll leave with the Rabbanin. What stack of the Svar, according to Rabbi Yechon, leave with the Rabbanin? How could the Rabbanin say in our Mishnah that the Shechita, the mother, is in the time of the Nevela on the Uber, and how come on an Avraham Adudlus does not help? So Marian says, yes, Ha Yisle Takanta Bechazorah. Let's see, this Uber, when it sticks out its hand, there's an Eitzah. If the Uber would bring back its hand inside the womb, and then you make a Shechita on the mother, then everybody agrees, then we have before, not everybody, but Machlokes, we have before, that then the Shechita the same, we even mat with Bachila. So therefore, there's an Eitzah to bring us back in again. But for her, when you have an Avraham Adudl, where the arm of the animal cannot detach, it's only hanging from its veins, left like the Kanta the Chazorah, there's no way to put it back on again, it won't heal anymore, so there's no way to make a Mut with Bachila, it's like not part of the animal anymore. So there we say, when you make a Shechita, it makes a nipple, it's like Gomer, it's falling off, it's sitting like it's off already. So that's the Machlokes of Shimon Gamliel, of Shimon Lakish, and of Yechonon. Now the Gemara says, Mates, we have a question. It says that, Malhem Rabbi Meir says back to Chachamim, Lo Yimtira Shechita Shreifo Iso V'yesa Avraham Adudu Bo. That I understand, if you make a Shechita on the Behemer itself, that's a Shreifo. Or else with Aver of the Behemer itself is hanging where its own arm is hanging off, thereby you understand that the Shechita is matter to Tumas Nevela Shaboi. Why? Because it's part of the animal itself. But I don't understand, Titeres Uber, you want to tell me that the Shechita same will also be matter to Tumah of the Uber on the fetus? That's Dover Shena Gufoi. That's not part of the goof of the animal. That was Rav Meir's time of back to Chachamim. So it sounds like this. This Lema L'Rashim Ben Lakish, good according to Rosh Lakish, that L'Devrayim Karmelu. Rabbi Meir meant to say back according to the words of the Chachamim. Means to say like this. Lididi, really according to me alone, Rabbi Meir Shit alone, I hold really Loishna Eva de Uber, Loishna Eva de Behema. It doesn't make enough Kumina, Kia Dodininu. That by both of them, the Shechit is not Matarim de Nevela. That's Rabbi Meir's Svara. He's only sent back according to you Chachamim. That you Chachamim say that the Shechit to help by the Eva Medudul, I could understand you over there, that it helps. But on the Uber, there I do not understand you. So according to Rishon ben Lakish, that the same machlokes by the Uber applies by the Aver, it's very good. But Elul or Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a good Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan says what everybody holds, that on Avraham a doodle, the Shechita does not help. So how could Rimeya say over here that on the Avraham a doodle, I understand that the Shechita does help. That's going, that goes like nobody. So what's Tan Rabbi Yochanan? So what's the Nechanami? Elul rather should be like this. Elul a Yitma, if you learn the Machlokes, Hochi Yitma, this is the way you should learn the Machlokes, like this. The Rambam Rabbi Shimon ben Loka, she says, Kemachlokes buvrin, kach machlokes beivrin. Shimon Loka says the same way as a machlokes by the Uber, there's a machlokes of the Shechita, the same as Mitaya, this Avril, the Uber, the sticking outside. So it says, kach machlokes beivrin, the same machlokes also, according to Rabbi Meir, to make a Shechita on the Behemoth itself that has its Avril. Hamadudul, it would not be matrit, take off the Tumas Nevela. Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan, now we know, Machloikis Bever, Duba, the whole Machloikis is only in the case of our Mishnah, where this Aver of the Uber is sticking out, where the fetus's foot is sticking out. There it's a Shaila, so the Shechita saying, Mitaya, that Aver that's sticking outside of the Uber. Will be Aver the Behemoth, but in the case where the Behemoth itself, its own leg, is Medudal, its own leg is like hanging off, there Rabbi Yochanan holds, Divri Hakol, Ain't Shechita Itzanipa, that's the way it should be. Everybody agrees, even Rav Meir agrees that the Shechita on the Behemah is Mata, the Din Tumah, on the Sefer Amadudal. Since it's attached to the Behemah itself, here it's much better. Here the Shechita in the Behemah itself is sure as Mitayir, the Tumah of this Aver. Rav Meir only argues on the Shechita of the Mother should help for the Aver of the Uber that's outside. That is so, that's not called Megufay. But to make a Shechita on the mother itself, to matter its own Avraham, a doodle, that even Ramei agrees that the Shechita helps. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. And then this now, Omer Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, Ali with Rabbi Meir, what's the Pshat, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Ali with Rabbi Meir, that according to Rabbi Meir, the Shechita of the mother is not Mitaya, the Aver of the Uber, but it is Mitaya, the Aver of the animal itself. So Svar is Poshit. Hi Gufa. For high love gufa, that where the Avraham Medudal on the Behemah itself is like almost off, there the Shechita on the Behemah helps for the gufa of the Behemah itself. Mashenki and the Behemah, the Shechita on the mother does not help for the Uber's Avraham. The other one says, Omer Rabbi Yitzhar Bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hakum, everybody agrees, Shemisa is a nipple, that Misa Takin makes nipple, that when the Behemah dies, we consider as if it was off from before Misa. Rashi says, Avraham Medudal Behema Umesa is Hamisa Mapelosaisa. The Yena Matama Kevim in Anavela. It doesn't have a tumma of Avraham in Anavela. El Arad Ela Kevim in Achai. And the difference between them, like we'll have the Gemolet Oba of Aroitiv, Avraham in Achai Bosa Parashimena was Tor. The Yena Matama Elikashu Avra Shalom. On itself, complete peace. Mashenka in Bosa Gidim Atomis. Avra Nevela, even the Kazaisa Mena was Tomei. So Chapanav Gemina now, that we have this Aver, this arm, that's almost detached, just hanging with its veins, and now the animal dies, so we consider as if it was off from before Misa, so it's not called a Nevela, it's only called Tumah, Aver Menachai. That's Sakol Moedim. Now, and the Ein Shechita is a nipple, but let's say you make a Shechita, then the Shechita does not make a nipple, but other rabbi, the Shechita is Mitai Medei, Tumah, Aver Menachai. So I said, Ramayas, what are we talking about over here? And then if you want to tell me, the Avid, the Uber, that it's talking about, we have the fetus's arm that's sticking outside, on that Aver of the Uber, Samara says, no, Miflag Pligis, that's the Machlekes in the Mishnah, whether the Shechit of Aim is Matarmadan Avela on this Aver of the Uber. And the rather talking about now, the Avid, the Behemoth, talking about the Behemoth itself, or its own Aver, its own arm, is a Medudal. So Misa Tanina and Shechita Tanina. Like what's the Chiddush, if so, of Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, these are often the Mishnas. We learn like this. Tanina we learn like this. That Misa HaBehema, if the Behema dies, that has what? That has Nevra Medudul, is HaBosa Tzorach Hechsher, V'eva Metame Mishameva Menachai. If an animal dies, so the Bosa Taka has a Hechsher. The Bosa to become Tomei needs the Hechsher to become Tomei. So Rashi says the cases where there was Bosa that was Medudal, and there was a complete Aver that was Medudal. And then the Behemah died. So the law is when the Bishas, the Misa, it's ice and nipple, as if both of these two, the Basar and the Eva, fell off before it died. Therefore, the Basar itself has no Tumas Eva Menachai on it, therefore needs a Hechshla Kabbal Tumma. But the Eva, Metame Meshem Eva Menachai, the Yen, Metame Meshem Eva Menachai, Diva Rabbi Meir. You see clearly that the Misa is ice and nipple. And therefore, on the Basar, it has no Tumas Eva Menachai, because it's not a complete Eva, but on the Eva, it has a Tumas Eva Menachai. Now, Shechita Namatin, we also talk about Shechita. Well, clearly we'll have a Gemara later about this. That Nishchata Behema, if you shechted this Behema, that as the Eber has a whole limb hanging off, or just Basar hanging off, so Hukshu B'Dameho, that now the mice of this Basar becomes Hukshu Kabu Tumma, that's all, but it's not Tumma yet. It's B'Dameho with his blood that came on it, that's Makshu the Kabu Tumma, but it itself is not Tumma. Because since the Shechita made a nipple, then the Shechita made it like it was off, unless the Shechita was Matam, it ain't available. So it has no Tumah yet, it's only Roy the Kabbal Tumah afterwards. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon the Eimel HaHukshu know the Domim is not Machshut even the Kabbal Tumah. Rashi says, V'torach Hechshu Achal HaKabbal Tumah, L'Kisav Rein Behema Nasas Yad, the Eivel Ovi Hechshu Lea, that even though the blood went on the rest of the Behema, but didn't go on this either, so the Behema is not called a Kli like a Yad, to be Machshut the Kabbal Tumah. So Chori Kashu, when you Rabbi Yechon Zalach, these are Mishnahs over here. Samura says no. Even just when these Mishnahs of the Havim, I would have thought to say, my Hukshu was in his Hukshu, a Basar. That only the Basar is Hukshu, but not the Eivra Madudul. Maybe the Eivra Madudul is not Hukshu, Kabbal Tumah. Because maybe the Eivra Taka has Tumah on it. Only the Basar doesn't have Tumah. But maybe the Eivra does have Tumah. Samura says no, but Hukshu, but only Masha Basar and Hukshu, even the Eivra also is only Hukshu, but not Tumah. Was mother tema chav le bosra perish min a behema, the chav le bosra perish min a either. That only these two things. Only the bosra is not tummy yet, but maybe the eiver itself does have a tumah sefer min a chay. More says still the my umah the high mahai. Why is one different than the other? They're both only bosra. So yes, we need both chedushim, because otherwise sakot had the chivin. I would have thought to say ho yulu metame tumah chamura. Agav oviv since it has a tumah chamura. Agav, the Oviv, Rashi says, again, so Rashi says again, the more means what Agav, Hoyel umetama tumah chamura Agav Oviv, since to the Av, there would be a tumah chamura, aim a lonely boy hersh, maybe doesn't need hersh altogether, Kamash one here, no, it doesn't need hersh. So Rashi says like this, Sakwa then I would have thought to say, Hoyel, the yim aver metama odom, kinevelom, since with this aver, aver minachai, has tumah kinevelom, it would be metama odom, Ema, I would have thought the same, let's see, boy, Hechshel, Lacha, Prishosim. Even after it's Porish, it doesn't need Hechshel anymore. And the Kabbal Tumah, Oichlin, Beloy Hechshel. That's usually anything that's safe for the Tama Tumah Chamurim. If at the end, it itself would become to be an Avat Tumah, right now it does not have to have a Hechshel. So I would have thought to say, you don't need a Hechshel of water to go on it altogether. Kamashman Rashi says, Hukshel, Bedomeham. Yes, it had a Hechshel because of its blood. And the Chiddush is the boy Hechshel, it does need a Hechshel. But now, can we know what's the difference? Let's say you cut up the sefer into pieces before you made a shechita. The shechita was never matched these pieces. And then meat came off from it. The boy heksher should have to know those pieces of meat wouldn't need a heksher. And the yashminon that yafagav even though the kaim lomul heard mesechta nido that mazroyim shein sefer tama tumah chamura. When does the Torah say before an oichel is mekabel tumah? And after the hechsher, that's like zroyim, grow the vegetables that grow, and they themselves will never have a tumah chamura. They need a hechsher. We dashin af kol shein sefer tumah chamura. Prata comes to exclude the nevelas oif tor, a dead oif, a nevelas oif tor. That since it itself shall sefer tumah chamura, means if a person eats it, when he swallows it, he becomes tumah. So the Nevelas Oif Tor has the din of an Ava Tumah on it. Even though if you touch it, you don't become Tameh. It's only if you swallow it. So since it's Seifer to have a Tumah Chamurah, the Chal is Lefika Chen Tzrich and Hechsher. Therefore, this Oif does not need a Hechsher, even though no water came upon the Oif. Now, if a Shalas touches it, it would become Rishon LeTumah. So here we see something that Seifer LeKabal Tumah Chamurah does not need a Hechsher. Sakum is saying over here it does need a Hechsher. So Rashi says, that's only kihain. that dafka soifoi, if at the end will have a tumma chamura. Ah, well over here that chilosoi ki hai, the chilosoi tomei tumma chamura, here the beginning of tumma chamura, but via in soifotama tumma chamura, kishapiris, when it be pirish, therefore that's the chidish sar chachsha. So kitta that's the chidish of him. But I would have thought to say that it's tumma tumma chamura, agav of it would still be attached to the Eva Menachai, and would have a tumma chamura, therefore right now does it in the hechsham. And when the boy hechsher k'mashmon, yes, the two needs a hechsher. That's the chiddush of this mission, or that's the chiddush over the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, you should know, Noket the Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef b'yodcho. Hold on to what Yitzchak says. Rashi says that the Yom that he says, Mishmet Rabbi Yechonam, that our Kolmud, everybody agrees, the Ein Shchita is a nipple. That you make a Shchita does not make the Eva like a sof already. When the head of the Shnuya Lishna the Amin Abraishal Rabbi Yechon and Divri Yaakov Shchita is Nippol and do not make a Chazor and hold like the first Lashon we said in Rabbi Yechon, but rather hold like Rabbi Yitzchak said the second Lashon in Rabbi Yechon. That's what we say now. That Amar Rabbi Yosef Noket Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef Yotcha, keep on to what he says. Why? Then Rabbi Yechon was masking that Shchita is Ein Ois and Nippol. Why? The Rabbi Barbachon and Koy Kavos he also holds like that. The Tanya would learn like this. The Bosik says, Ubosa Basa the Trefa like Teichlum, Shnadi the Bos of Trefa. So Lahobi comes to include the Aver, Via Bosa Amudolim, Baba Vahim of Achayu Vaif, Vishocht and Shainasurim. So if you have these hanging off and you make a Shkita Suatsosa, but still, the Yamar of Achon of Yechonon, Ain Ben Melanis portion is only Yasim the Rabbon and not Midiraisa. So that's the proof to say that Shkita does not make a nipple. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side.